We're going deep today, really deep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are. Into something, well, I guess it's a difficult topic, but it's an important one.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
We're talking about spiritual abuse.
Okay, I see what you mean about heavy.
Yeah. And, you know, we hear about the really awful cases, those ones that make headlines.
Right, right.
But today, I kind of want to figure out how it might show up, maybe in a more subtle way.
Okay. Yeah, I think a lot of people could relate to that.
In our everyday lives, you know, maybe even in places that are supposed to be safe, like our local churches or, you know, wherever we gather for our spiritual practices. So, like, just to get us all on the same page, when you talk about spiritual abuse, what are we actually talking about?
Well, you know, there's a definition from Lois E. Gibbon that I really like.
Okay.
She defines it as the act of a spiritual leader or system that tries to control, manipulate, or dominate a person.
That's interesting.
So it's not always, you know, shouting or aggression.
Right, right.
But about that, like, insidious misuse of power, you know? And what's really interesting, I think, is that this is not a new thing.
No. Come on, really?
Think about it. Go back in time. Like the selling of indulgences.
Oh, wow, yeah.
People were told they could buy their way into heaven.
Right.
Imagine, like, the pressure that puts on a person.
Yeah.
The fear if they didn't pay up.
Oh, absolutely.
Eternal damnation. That's heavy stuff.
Yeah, that is.
And it's all tied to this authority, right?
Right. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
It's like a historical example.
Absolutely.
So when we talk about this, how is it, like, different from other abuse?
You mean, like, compared to something like emotional abuse?
Yeah.
Or even physical abuse?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, the spiritual abuse, you have this really specific dynamic.
Yeah.
You're dealing with a leader, maybe an entire congregation. They hold so much authority.
Right.
So if you speak out, you could lose your support system.
Oh, wow.
Like your community, your friends.
Yeah.
It can be really isolating. That makes it even harder to come forward.
For sure. Which I guess brings us to the whole, you know, no talk rule thing.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
So, like, don't question the leadership.
Yeah. Like, who are you to question?
Right.
It's interesting. Ron Enroth, he wrote the book Churches That Abuse. He saw this distinct difference. Healthy churches, they actually encourage you to think for yourself, you know, be an individual.
Right.
But abusive ones, forget about it. They demand total obedience.
Yeah.
And it gets really tricky because they tie it all back to God.
Right.
So if you question the pastor, you're questioning God himself.
That's heavy.
It's a very effective way to silence people, unfortunately.
I mean, some people would say obedience is a party faith.
Oh, but for sure. It's a complex issue, for sure.
So where's the line?
Yeah.
Between submitting and being controlled, you know?
That is the million-dollar question. I think it boils down to, you know, is obedience helping you grow spiritually? Or is it being used to manipulate and control you? And I think that's where it gets really dangerous.
And the impacts of this abuse, they can be, well, devastating.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter if it's subtle or overt. That trauma, it runs deep.
It's all about trauma, isn't it? Like, regardless of what kind of abuse it is.
Yeah.
Physical, emotional, spiritual, it leaves its mark.
Exactly. And it's important to remember, trauma is a response to that abuse.
Oh, cool.
It's not something people choose to experience.
Right.
And denial plays a big part, too.
How so?
Well, you might not even realize you're being abused. Or you downplay it.
Okay, yeah.
To protect yourself. It's a natural defense mechanism.
Right.
But your body, it remembers.
Oh, wow. So, like, if someone's listening, what are some signs?
Of spiritual abuse.
Yeah. What should people be looking out for?
Well, the sources we looked at mentioned a whole bunch of things.
Okay.
Trouble sleeping, for one.
Makes sense.
Relationship problems, panic attacks, just feeling anxious all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes people turn to substances to cope, you know?
Right.
Drugs, alcohol, it can really spiral.
Okay.
And then there's the hit to your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Feeling worthless. In some cases, people even have thoughts of suicide.
Oh, that's awful.
It's a lot to carry.
It is. It is. Thankfully, there are therapists who specialize in treating trauma.
Absolutely. People like Dr. Swapnil Gohill.
Yeah.
He uses techniques like prolonged exposure.
Okay.
And trauma-focused CBT. These are specifically designed to help people process these really difficult experiences.
So how do those work?
Well, prolonged exposure helps people gradually confront those trauma-related memories and feelings.
Okay.
But, and this is super important, it's all done in a very safe, controlled setting.
Okay.
And with trauma-focused CBT, the goal is to really zero in on those negative thoughts.
Okay.
And those beliefs that stem from the trauma.
Yeah.
And challenge them, you know?
Right.
So you can start to reframe your thinking.
It sounds like Dr. Gohill have a really good approach.
Oh, he does.
Like very patient-centered.
Totally. He really gets that healing. It's a process.
Right.
It's not a race. There's no magic bullet. And everyone's journey is different.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
And to all of you listening, you know, if anything we talked about today hit home for you, please, please know you're not alone. There is help out there.
I second that.
There are resources, people who understand. And before we wrap up, I kind of just, well, I want to leave you with a question.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Yeah, what if we, all of us, like individuals and communities, what if we worked on creating spaces where, well, where open dialogue is the norm, you know? Where we support each other.
I love that.
And respect each other, even when we disagree.
Yeah.
And especially when we disagree. Like, how can we be advocates for healthy environments, spiritually healthy environments, you know?
That's a really powerful question, and one I think we all need to be asking ourselves.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, even after everything we talked about, I truly believe healing is possible. There's hope for a brighter future.
Could not agree more.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive today.
It's been a pleasure.